Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 23. We will be starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 22. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, gazing intently at the High Council, Paul began, "Brothers, I have always lived before God with a clear conscience." Instantly Ananias the high priest commanded those close to Paul to slap him on the mouth. But Paul said to him, "God will slap you, you corrupt hypocrite! What kind of judge are you to break the law yourself by ordering me struck like that?" Those standing near Paul said to him, "Do you dare to insult God's high priest?" "I'm sorry, brothers. I didn't realize he was the high priest," Paul replied. "For the scriptures say, you must not speak evil of any of your rulers." Paul realized that some members of the high council were Sadducees and some were Pharisees, so he shouted, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, as were my ancestors. And I am on trial because my hope is in the resurrection of the dead." This divided the council, the Pharisees against the Sadducees, for the Sadducees say there is no resurrection or angels or spirits, but the Pharisees believe in all of these. So there was a great uproar. Some of the teachers of religious law who were Pharisees jumped up and began to argue forcefully. "We see nothing wrong with him," they shouted. "Perhaps a spirit or an angel spoke to him." As the conflict grew more violent, the commander was afraid they would tear Paul apart. So he ordered his soldiers to go and rescue him by force and take him back to the fortress. That night the Lord appeared to Paul and said, "Be encouraged, Paul. Just as you have been a witness to me here in Jerusalem, you must preach the good news in Rome as well." The next morning a group of Jews got together and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 of them in the conspiracy. They went to the leading priests and elders and told them, "We have bound ourselves with an oath to eat nothing until we have killed Paul. So you and the high council should ask the commander to bring Paul back to the council again. Pretend you want to examine his case more fully. We will kill him on the way." But Paul's nephew, his sister's son, heard of their plan and went to the fortress and told Paul. Paul called for one of the Roman officers and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something important to tell him." So the officer did, explaining, "Paul, the prisoner, called me over and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took his hand, led him aside, and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" Paul's nephew told him, "Some Jews are going to ask you to bring Paul before the High Council tomorrow, pretending they want to get some more information. But don't do it. There are more than 40 men hiding along the way ready to ambush him. They have vowed not to eat or drink anything until they have killed him. They are ready now, just waiting for your consent. Don't let anyone know you told me this." The commander warned the young man. Once again, that was Acts chapter 23 verses 1 through 22 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Less than a year earlier, Paul had written this question, quote, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" end quote, which is quoted from Romans chapter 8 verse 31. He was learning the truth of that verse in his life. He was on trial, but the Lord appeared to Paul and told him to keep giving his testimony. The Lord also revealed that Paul would go to Rome. Even though certain men had vowed to kill Paul, no human plan can thwart the plan of God. Paul held on to the promises from the Lord. The world gives us threats. The Lord gives us promises. Will we choose fear or faith? A lot of how we go through life depends on which one we will believe. Fear causes us to try to be in control of everything and everyone around us, which only increases our anxiety. The promises of the Lord show us how to work in the areas that are ours, and how to surrender everything else to Him. Hardships will happen, but nothing can thwart his plan for you, except your fear, disobedience, and distrust. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. When are you tempted to give in to fear? What promises of the Lord will you hold on to today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.